At the regular government press briefing today, Minister Majak Dagot Atem said there has been an unusual build-up of forces along the common border.
We have observed the Sudanese armed forces moving large number of military formations to areas in western Bahr Ghazal that are called disputed or claim areas in quotes, and also in some parts close to the border with northern Bahr Ghazal state. They are building up troops in Higlik area, Panthaw. They are also building up troops in areas adjacent to northern Upper Nile state.
Atem accused Sudan of launching incursions into both disputed areas and undisputed South Sudanese territory, including Wargwei in northern Bahr al-Ghazal state, Balbala in western Bahr al-Ghazal state, and Renk in Upper Nile state over the last few weeks.
This situation is indicative of a major plan underway, possibly that the government of Sudan intends to take a recourse in military action in order to impose a military solution on the ongoing disputes between the two countries.
South Sudan says it has alerted neighboring countries, the African Union and the UN Security Council, about what officials here see as Khartoum's aggressive actions. Atem says Juba wants to resolve all of its differences with Khartoum through peaceful solutions, but at the same time warns South Sudan's army will defend the lives and property of its people should Khartoum invade it.
Our forces are in this state of maximum readiness to repel any attack by Khartoum. We will stay in our current positions. We will keep to the terms of the agreements reached with Khartoum with regards to security arrangements, the agreement on non-aggression, and all the agreements that were signed on the 17th of November 2012.
Atem demands that Khartoum desist from what he calls a flagrant violation of South Sudan's sovereignty. He appealed to the international community to intervene, including countries in the region of the Intergovernmental Authority on Development.
We further call upon IGAD, the African Union, and the UN Security Council to bring pressure to bear on Khartoum to desist from carrying out these unacceptable violations in South Sudan.
The accusations against Sudan come on the heels of last Friday's deadly attack by rebels, reportedly led by David Yao Yao, in which more than 100 people, including 15 SPLA soldiers, were killed in Akobo West in Jonglei State. Atem blames Khartoum for supplying weapons to the rebels. For VOA News, I am Charlton Doki in Juba.